The killer who started one of the largest and most famous manhunts in Ohio history has died. Stanley Penn killed Union County Sheriff Harry Wolf in the driveway of a home near Plain City in 1982. After 37 years in prison, Penn died in a prison medical center this week. Joining us now is one of the lead detectives in the case, former Columbus police officer Chet DeLong. Chet, good to have you.
Good to be here.
We should also mention Chet right now is a part-time WOSU employee on our weekend music program. This shooting happened near Plain City. How did a Columbus detective like yourself become involved in a case in rural Union County?
Well, I lived in Union County at the time, and at the time, a neighbor told us there'd been something going on up the sheriff's department, and he thought maybe a deputy had been injured some way. So I left there and went home, got on the phone, called the sheriff's department. They said, well, why don't you come on down here at the office? And that was just a few hours, probably or less than an hour after everything happened. A friend of mine also, who was an FBI agent, he happened to be there also, and there's several agencies there. At the time I arrived, and he left, and he apparently went to see my chief that same day or early the next morning. I eventually called in, took a day off, and after I got my feet on the ground and seen where everything was and who it was and where the trail led at that time, which was right back to Columbus. The guy lived here in Columbus, and I knew some of the people he was acquainted with. We just went from there.
This was a month's long process, and Stanley Penn wasn't apprehended for quite a while. This was a really high-profile shooting, obviously, any shooting that kills a sheriff. It stayed in the news for a long time, largely because it took you guys months to find Penn. How did you eventually find him?
Probably accidental, really. He wound up in New York City under a false name, and then from there, the fingerprints picked him up as who he was.
I grew up in Union County, and yes. I didn't even know this. You and I are somewhat neighbors. We learned that in scheduling this interview. You know that nearly 40 years later, this is still a very well-known case in Union County. The current sheriff, Jamie Patton, has the wanted poster hanging in his office. What do you remember most about this case?
Well, I guess the thing that intrigued me most was the chase. It was one thing I remember.
What chase was that?
The chase with him. I mean, finding him and
The whole manhunt process.
And then going and bringing him back and trying to interview him, which we did very little of, couldn't at the time anyway. I was basically assigned out there by then Chief Earl Burden of the Columbus Police Department for the duration. And all the equipment was available to me, which was a great plus because we had helicopters and we had photographers and we had crime scene search unit people and all that stuff that I was had at my fingertips, you know, which greatly helped them in their, I think, in their investigation. Keep in mind, though, they had another, and I'll call him the lead detective on this thing, was a fellow by the name of Bill Griffith, William Griffith. He and I worked together just like a team for those months that we was involved in this.
This is the most high-profile case you ever worked on?
Probably, yes. I worked many investigations, but this was definitely was the top of the list.
Former Columbus Detective Chet DeLong telling us about the investigation that led to the arrest of Stanley Penn, who killed Union County Sheriff Harry Wolf in a driveway of a home in 1982. Penn died in a prison medical center this week. Chet, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.